Today's podcast comes from a writing that I did back on October 30th, 2021, entitled Foggy Roads Ahead. While driving the other day, I was led to take some photos of these foggy roads ahead of me. Little did I know they would be a symbol of the days ahead. Shortly after the photos were taken, I was called into quarantine. Praise the Lord, I am feeling fine with no signs or symptoms. Initially, I was jaded and frustrated that all my plans were going to have to be put on hold. I was upset it took some time to get what seemed to be a perfect weekend all set up. After prayer and submission to the Lord, I was at peace. Just like these roadways, my vision was foggy. I had to remember it was not about me and my will. It was about God and His will to be done with my life. I drive these roads all the time, so I know what lies ahead, but this foggy morning caused me to slow down. This is exactly what Christ was doing with my life. He was slowing me down so that I could get her done. Instead of being on the go all the time, He was giving me time to work from home, providing for my financial needs, but allowing me more time at home. Now that I was not driving to and from work, I was able to reclaim some of my day for the Lord. I've been blessed with this time to get things done at my house. I have a wedding to get ready for January 1st. As I stated, this was from October of last year. I am now married happily. But anyway, so it allowed me to get ready for the wedding, and I was able to use some of the time to order my wedding dress and finally choose my wedding band. I was feeling accomplished and getting things done. I have also been wanting to downsize and declutter my home, so this added time at home is giving me that opportunity to get that accomplished. Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 8. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. This verse came to mind when I was upset about my plans being canceled and the uncertainty of the days coming up. It is a favorite verse of mine because it really requires us to put our trust in the Lord. We might not always know what lies ahead of us, but if we are focused on Christ and seek His will with our life, we are on the right path. Isaiah 45:2. I will go before you and will level the mountains. I will break down gates of bronze and cut through bars of iron. Hebrews 13:5 states, to know that no matter what, no matter where, no matter when, Jesus will never leave us nor forsake us. John 15:15. In the good times, He walks right beside us, and in the bad times, He carries us. We are never left alone in His word, in this world. We may be in it, but we are definitely not of it. These are simple reminders of the power of our God and how He will never leave us. He sees our whole life and will destroy any obstacles that will not help us learn and become stronger. However, if the obstacles are necessary for our learning process, He will be there walking by our side or carrying us in these struggles. So, when you think things are going south and you have nowhere to turn, put your trust in the Lord. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He wants us to lean on Him in our struggles and praise Him in our glories. Only then will He begin to lift the fog in our eyes to show us His glory in our lives. So I'll just close this podcast with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I may not see the daily ins and outs of what You are doing in my life at this moment, but I will trust You as I know You have an amazing end result. I want to thank and praise You for giving me this time to get things accomplished. I also want to apologize for not immediately trusting in You, knowing You had a plan the whole time. I'm resubmitting my life to You and Your plans. I thank You for being gracious, loving, and forgiving. In Your precious name I pray. Amen. So go on out, keep asking, seeking, and knocking, and He will swing the doors wide open and roll the stones in your lives away.